there's ongoing uncertainty these days for nonprofit agencies and organizations that count to some extent on federal grant funding often passed through the state. United Way of Virginia's Blue Ridge recently conducted a survey to find out how those funding cuts or potential cuts are impacting them and what the future holds. Joining WFIR anchor senior reporter Gene Moreno and me right now in the studio once again is United Way President and CEO Abby Hamilton. Abby, it's always nice to see you. How are you?
Good morning. How are you all doing?
We are doing fine. Now, as we get underway, Abby, what prompted United Way to conduct a survey about the local fundraising landscape and implications from federal and state grant cuts? Were you hearing from organizations that normally work with United Way, and are they worried about not being able to fully serve their clients or even about having to close the doors?
Yeah, definitely. I think back in the summer, we were thinking and hearing from people and our partners about their concerns about funding not coming in, about the amount of funding that was being held back. And so we wanted to make sure that we understood the scope and the scale of what we were looking at. And it was gave us a little bit of a snapshot in time. So it wasn't a comprehensive study by any means, but I thought it revealed something really important, which was about $2.3 million that was either lost or where it was being threatened, and about 10,000 people that were already impacted by that piece alone.
So the $2.3 million was for all the agencies combined as far as funding, that type of thing?
Yeah, for the 23 agencies all over the region that responded and served children, families, elderly, veterans, all over the spectrum.
So that's sort of, if my math is right, that's an average of, is it $100,000?
Yeah.
Okay, so, and for a lot of these agencies that run on shoestrings anyway, Abby, that's a lot of money.
For sure, yes.
Let's talk about some of the particulars. If that money does not come back or does not come back in the amount, where do these agencies go? Do they go to you? You've got to raise money too. We're going to talk about the emergency relief fund, but where do these agencies go if they don't have that money?
So when we asked them that question, a lot of people basically said, you know, they were cutting back services. They were turning people away. They had to tighten like eligibility for some services and kind of limit the number and who they were able to serve. It was really a sad kind of state of affairs, because it was also impacting not just the people that were seeking help, but also the well-being and health of folks that were in the nonprofit field. They were getting burnt out, and they were getting incredibly challenging situation. It was very depressing for them.
You've been with United Way a long time.
Yes.
How is this period of time, is it different in some ways than other period of time as far as the needs out there, the demand for needs? Is it related to the economy or what?
I think it's a combination of things. So you're right. I've been with United Way for over 23 years now, and so I've seen periods where we've had economic challenges. I went through COVID at United Way, and so I think today it's like a combination of all of these different things that are making the situation a little bit worse than what we've experienced in the past. So in a way, it's a new experience. And the challenge is for all of us, not just in the nonprofit field, to be nimble and to be able to evolve in our approaches, but also for the entire community to, again, rally around the nonprofits and also the families that they're trying to serve.
We talk with Abby Hamilton, the president and CEO of United Way of Virginia's Blue Ridge. And I wanted to talk about you launched the Emergency Relief Fund. Who will it help? How can people support it? And is it a short-term campaign?
Yeah, so the Emergency Relief Fund was launched last week. I think it was Thursday. It was right before we knew a lot of the benefits would be getting delayed. And it was really in response to economic downturn, rising cost of living, you know, that's been compounded by the federal shutdown. And so the fund is really there to extend the capacity of our nonprofit partners who are providing some of the very basic supports for individuals and families, food, shelter, utility assistance. And the fund is designed for them to be able to help more families that are needing some of this assistance and to do it in a way that is rapid and also in a timely manner, because people are needing help right now.
So these funds would be collected by United Way, but past the partners?
That's correct. Okay. So we are trusting our partners who are already on the ground working on these areas of need and also have that experience of rapid response for these different types of assistance.
I wanted to, some stats you sent out in a letter this morning. Nearly half of all the calls to the 211 hotline that's run by Council Community Services were from people seeking housing or shelter, and another one in five callers needed help paying utilities utility bills. Demographically, who are these people?
I mean, I think the challenge of the times is that the lack of affordable housing here in our area, again, compounded by rising cost of living, you know, people who hadn't, your typical people that you think of that might be challenged in paying for rent and utilities, it's a totally different demographic now because they might be working. They probably got their hours cut, or even if everything stayed the same, cost of living has gone up, food prices have gone up. And so they're making a lot of incredibly hard decisions between paying for food, paying for rent, paying for utilities. Mm-hmm.
So when we talk about affordable housing, the need for it, we're not always talking about homeless people. We're talking about people that have jobs, that type of thing. They're right on the edge.
Yes. I mean, I think part of what we also need to look at is this whole concept of cost burden, right? So every household doesn't need to, I mean, needs to spend less than 30% in order for them not to be considered cost burden. And so in our area, there's a lot of people who are paying a large percentage of their income in housing. And so that kind of needs to be solved and needs to be remedied.
And you know, the whole thing with housing, that also gets involved with city government and planning and that type of thing. You know, Roanoke City amended their single family housing rezoning to allow for multi-units, and it's been opposition to it, and they weren't sure how much of a difference that was going to make anyway. So when you talk about affordable housing, is the United Way talking to city leaders or developers or people about, hey, how can we make this where it's financially viable for you and where, you know, other people are going to be okay with it, but we need to put these people somewhere?
Yeah, I think our conversation at United Way has always been a holistic approach, right? So it's not just a single strategy that will solve homelessness or the housing situation. And our approach to it is making sure that families are stable, that they have an income that is able to sustain families, and to make sure that they don't ever get to that place where they are challenged and they don't have a home that they're having a difficulty keeping up with.
All right, it's 8:52. In studio with us this morning is Abby Hamilton, United Way President and CEO, United Way of Virginia's Blue Ridge. Abby, I want to go back a moment here. United Way of Virginia's Blue Ridge raises money for local nonprofits year-round. Mm-hmm. How is that different from this emergency relief fund? Is that what the Impact Fund is all about?
Right. So the Impact Fund, I like to think about it as something that's a long-term investment that's really towards building family self-sufficiency, making sure that the future is secure for a lot of families and they don't fall through the cracks. The Emergency Relief Fund is sort of a rapid response type of model wherein we collect the money now, we deploy the money now, and make sure that families have the help that they need in the time that they need it.
Mm-hmm. So is there the Emergency Relief Fund, is there an end date for this program? And how do people access, where do they go to make a donation if they want?
Sure. The Emergency Relief Fund, you can go to our website, uwvbr.org. On the front page, there's a link there to give to the Emergency Relief Fund. And the campaign goes from until December 2nd, which is the Tuesday after Thanksgiving. So it's a great way to kind of exercise giving back to the community.
Sometimes it's better if you put end dates on things. It kind of gives a sense of urgency, that type of thing. I'm just wondering, are you seeing any ripple effects yet from, even though hopefully it's temporary, from SNAP benefits being held back? Is that filtering through to you, some of your partners yet?
Yeah, I think there are a couple of factors that we think about, right? Like, it's either the families that are being served by United Way and its partners are directly impacted by those benefits. What we've seen are actually the secondary effects of, let's say we have children. We have about 500 children that are in after-school programs that United Way funds, and they might belong to households that receive SNAP benefits, or somebody that might be on Medicaid, or somebody that is reliant on subsidies to be able to afford health care. And so the impact is secondary a lot of times, because we do a lot of work with young people, with children, with families with young children.
Mm-hmm. By the way, do you guys get federal funding at all?
We do.
And has that been clawed back or held up or what?
Yes, a lot of the funding that United Way does in order to stretch the dollars that we raise locally, we leverage that to secure other funding in the federal and state government. And so we did lose funding for our community health worker program, I think even back in the spring. And that really put in jeopardy these important services that were serving about over 1,000 people in Franklin County. And they were connecting people to important resources. And we were struggling to make sure that that service stayed.
Hmm. What's going to happen if healthcare premium subsidies go away? I mean, that's going to be a whole nother level that could put a strain on United Way and some of your partners.
Yes, definitely. I think it's certainly challenging times, and it requires a lot of creativity and, again, even working together even better than we have had before to figure out how we function within this new environment, and also to make sure that the community rallies around not just the families, but also the nonprofits that are serving them.
Got a couple of minutes left. Let's talk about something fun. Let's talk about Fashions for Evergreens. This is another way that people can support United Way and your mission. It starts November 27th through January 1st. Decorated trees, all these different organizations do that. Talk about that and how it's actually a fundraiser.
Oh my gosh, this has been a long time United Way and Hotel Roanoke, and even like a Roanoke tradition. Fashions for Evergreens is the reason that I do not have to set up a tree at home. So families can enjoy the displays that they have at Hotel Roanoke, walk through it, vote for their favorite tree. And at the same time, while they're voting and selecting their favorites, they get to support the work that United Way does in the community. So we're so grateful that Hotel Roanoke does that.
And I'm telling you, some of the creativity, it's like, wow. Makes me ashamed when I pull out my fake tree at home, that type of thing. And there's even something coming up this Sunday at Five Points Music Sanctuary, Stephen's listening party. Stephen Johnson, I guess, an album release. And he'll play some songs and give away thumb drives if people make a donation.
Yeah, so we are so thankful for Steve Johnson. He's a good friend of the United Way. And he's an artist. And so he is going to spend his Sunday afternoon, Sunday evening, entertaining folks with his music and introducing that. And again, proceeds go to United Way. Any donation, he will be able to give a USB drive with his music in it.
I wanted to, we'll talk with Abby Hamilton from United Way of Virginia's Blue Ridge. I wanted to ask you just a couple minutes left. There's a change in state government, that type of thing. Do you think for some of these things where they're not getting the federal funds, Abby, that organizations like United Way may have to go back to the state level and, you know, supposedly we have like a $10 billion surplus, and maybe try to get some of that money redirected towards social agency programs?
I think all options ought to be open at the moment, and because it will take every level, right? Like local, within the region, at the state level, working together to figure out a way for us to all move forward. Mm. So definitely some partnerships that need to be explored in the future.
And again, just to wrap up, tell people again how they can get involved with the Emergency Relief Fund, where to go, that type of thing, and why it's important that they put a couple bucks in there.
Right. So the Emergency Relief Fund, you can give to it between now and December 2nd. You can easily do that through our website, uwvbr.org, front page. Click on that. And why do you need to give? There are a lot of households that are hurting right now. And I think as a community, this is a time for us to shine, to be able to express our own caring, our empathy, and to be able to support one another during times of economic hardship.
And about 30 seconds, do you think people would be surprised, Abby, at some of the people that are asking for help now, some of the families that are asking for help?
Oh, definitely, because it doesn't take a whole lot for a working family to be faced with an economic challenge like this. It takes a missed paycheck, an emergency, an unexpected expense to put them in a position where they might be needing help. And so it could be any of us.
All right, we'll have to leave it there. Abby Hamilton, President and CEO of United Way of Virginia's Blue Ridge. Always good to see you again. And again, go to the website to donate to the Emergency Relief Fund. Thanks, Abby.
Thank you so much.